I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's been fresh violence against Christians in Orissa State, India. Founder and president of Serve India Ministries, Ebenezer Samuel, says 50,000 Christians are now homeless. That's why Serve India Ministries is launching a plan to help 50 Christian families.
We would like to help with $50 per month. It will provide them with food, water, clothes, and a safe place to stay, and finding jobs for them.
Samuel's optimistic about the future of the church.
After time of persecution, the church always grows.
Go to our website or call us to get additional information about Serve India. Next, the recent rains have caused flooding in the high mountainous regions of Thailand, where villagers make their living as rice farmers. One of the compassion-assisted child development centers is located in the flooded region. Although the flood destroyed some of the rice fields, no compassion-assisted children or families were injured, nor homes damaged. Praise God for His protection of the children during the flooding. Please pray that the Lord will provide for the families who lost their harvest. And Shepherd's Enterprises, a branch of Shepherd's Ministries, has been serving developmentally disabled adults by providing work on their own facilities and with local businesses. Director Alan Castelli explains the participants' progress.
They are quite a testimony for Christ. As people come on campus and tour the facility, they are just amazed at the response they get and the dedication to the work that they see, and they are moved.
Shepherd also pays residents for their work, but more importantly, it's about their extreme faith.
They'll just go up to anyone on the street and witness the cause of Christ, and they are an incredible testimony.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.